right. Hi, folks. Welcome to Dink and Dunk, a sports podcast named after Matt Nagy's playbook from guys who kind of know sports, but we'll act like you're wrong if we ever have different opinions. We're going to give you some snackable 20-minute sports bits to listen to on that commute from your bed to your living room with mostly Chicago sports-centric content. I'm Jim.
And I'm John.
This podcast is brought to you by Highbrow Lowbrow. And odds are, if you're listening to this podcast, you already know about them. If not, though, give them a peek at Instagram at highbrow_lowbrow_. Or you can just go to their website. It's on their Insta bio. Highbrow Lowbrow. Adding to this, we are excited to announce our partnership with the Dylan Podcast Network. Go follow him on YouTube at Dylan Corbett. That's Dylan Corbett, C-O-R-B-E-T. And check out one of their many podcasts. Yes, he does a lot more podcasts than we do. Yeah. Corbett's Corner, Winging It, and Corbett's. Very smart.
A renaissance man.
Yes. Yes, he is a trailblazer. We're excited to be with him. He'll be coming on our show soon. And time after time. So we're excited to keep it going. It's going to be a really good friend time. Thanks for putting that in there, Caleb.
Time after time.
Yeah. TLDR, we're excited to be partnered with Dylan. He's a great guy. Yes.
We love the bets. We love the Corbett's.
It's been a while, and I believe there was a Highbrow Lowbrow meetup that took place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything funny happen?
No. It was very serious business. Yeah. A lot of firm handshakes.
Yeah. Okay.
Business deals were written. No, super fun. Lincoln Tap Room was a great time. Probably doing another one in a month or two, so stay tuned.
Nice. Yeah. And word on the street was there was Arby's there, or is that a rumor?
That's a vicious rumor.
Wow. Okay.
But they might be coming next time.
Oh, wow. Okay. We hear that, folks.
All right. Glad to hear it went well. Tempting. Sorry I couldn't make it.
You didn't have to say that part.
Well, I wasn't there. I'm not going to be a fraud, you know? Well, I wanted to go.
I could have been like, yeah, Jimmy, remember that thing?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
But, you know,
the Arby's?
It's about being truthful. The Arby's was there? I was going to go off that.
Mr. Arby's?
Sports, though.
Chicago sports.
We'll start with the Bulls, who have not been looking too good, actually.
I think they won like two games since we last recorded.
That's really sad because that was over 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. They're like absolutely nosediving. I think I'm generally pretty optimistic on this pod about the Bulls, but it's fading quickly.
That's never good. I kind of just base everything off how you feel. So
you
got to get you back in
really
good spirits.
Bring the temperature in the room down here. They did get Caruso back, which is good to see. It hasn't necessarily translated into like a ton of wins, but they've won a couple, and as well as P-Will.
Yeah, I'm as excited as I am for Caruso. I mean, Patrick Williams being back is he's a spark. I mean, the first game was last night. He had a whole 5 points, but the kid's ready to play. So I mean, he's barely scratched the NBA. So he needs some more games.
He's raw. Yeah, I'll be interested to see the Bulls play the Bucks tonight as we're recording, and I would like to see him guard Giannis and show him why we drafted him. Right, somebody's got to guard him.
Yeah, and then hopefully like he doesn't get injured from a Giannis poster or something. And
right in his wrist.
Yeah, while Vooch is just watching from the sideline saying, "Oh man, I missed mid range jumpers."
Yeah,
Sorry,
I did. Vooch. So last week I was in Phoenix, and the Bulls are actually staying at my hotel, and Derek Jones Jr. was staying right next door to where I was living, and because I just like walked, got out of the elevator, I was like, "Oh man, that guy's freaking huge." I was like, "Oh, it's Derek Jones Jr." I was like, "What's up, man? You want to get a dub for me tonight? You're gonna get a dunk for me?" And then he went out and put a stat line. Like I think he scored 2 points that night.
Is that the game where they lost 30?
Yeah, the Suns absolutely whooped their ass. So you know,
maybe he thought you meant the next game.
That is bad luck charm, I guess, but.
Interesting. So we're at a point here where there's 11 games to go in the season, and Caleb just reminded me that back in September, me and you both said that Bulls season win total. We both said that if they finished under 45 wins, so 44 or lower, we'd have to both do Edward 40 hands.
So they got
to
win three more games.
They got to win three more games and 11 to
we
go.
Have 11 to go.
I'm pretty sure we play the Bucks twice.
If we don't hit. We should hit that.
We should, yeah.
We should hit that. That would be really sad. I would gladly do Edward 40 hands.
Yeah, it's, I see it as a win-win.
The rest of the year. But it did smell like weed the entire time in my hotel, so maybe that's why the Bulls lost.
Could be the Bulls, could be random.
Or maybe they weren't high enough. I don't know.
No. They're in that weird middle
area. Bad
weed
there in Arizona.
Yeah. We're still optimistic on the Bulls. They're right in the middle. They're in fifth place right now. It's super tight.
They're in danger, dude. If they were to go 3-8, they would drop to being in like the play-in playoffs.
They're not that
far out. No, that's at 7 and higher. So that's the Raptors are 2.5 games back.
It's kind of crazy how close, like in second place are the 76ers, and they have 44 wins. And why you like the Raptors are just out of it.
It's a log jam. But as of right now, we would play the Celtics, and they're like on an absolute tear, and we would just go 1-done for sure.
So we need to go 8-3 is what you're telling me, not 3-8.
We should win more games is what I'm trying to say.
All right. You should be a coach.
Yeah. Coach of the year here. Step aside, Billy.
All right. Bears? Free agent news?
Lack thereof.
Yeah, we didn't get any big wide receivers. We got Byron Pringle.
Billy Pringles.
We got him, and we got Nick. You know what?
Give it your best.
Equanimeous St. Brown.
Equanimeous
St. Brown.
He probably goes by like, you know, EQ or something.
GQ. Yeah, EQ magazine.
EQ. Yeah. EQ,
ESB.
Oh,
it's that one.
Wow.
Felt it.
Wow.
Whew.
Cheers to that.
I'm sweating.
They released 2 turd nuggets from the team.
Yeah. I think we both said Tariq Cohen, and then I think you called Goldman, right? To get rid of
him.
Yeah,
I'm basically a GM.
I mean, you're on fire so far. So we got rid of some dead weight. Speaking of dead weight, we got rid of, well, not really dead weight, but got rid of Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
We got rid of his giant salary.
Hey. That first half when we first signed him and he took down Aaron Rodgers, that was enough to last me till March 2022.
That was worth the price tag.
Yeah, that lasted me 4 years of serotonin.
I just, man, when we got him, hopes were high. And then I think he's, for the past like 2-3 years, he's just been hurt on and off and has just been eating our salary cap. So
yeah, I mean, I would have made that trade 10 times over again. They had a window. If Trubisky was good, then they could have won the Super Bowl.
Isn't Trubisky on the...
He's now the Steelers.
And he has a chance to start.
Yeah, he might be, you know...
If Trubisky just balls out and is good?
I mean, you just riot at Matt Nagy's house.
Yeah,
And everybody at the Bears organization.
Kid. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to attack his kid at his football game. Yep. There's some intriguing free agents out there. I saw there's Odell Beckham, there's Antonio Brown, there's Julio Jones.
I just feel like all
Gronk. None of those guys probably want Jarvis Landry. None of those guys probably want to come to the Bears. They're probably like, I'll sign wherever.
Feel like if you're the Bears, you probably want a younger wide receiver anyways. Cause like, you know, we can get Julio Jones, but what good is that going to do us?
That's the thing about free agency is there's none of these guys are young. Like all the top guys are in their 30s, and that's exactly why nobody wants to pay them.
Amari Cooper was 27.
Yeah.
Which is weird, right? If I say Amari Cooper, do you think that you would think he's older than 27? And I've said this before, but if I told you that Amari Cooper and Calvin Ridley were the same age, would you think I was lying? Because I'm not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I do remember when Calvin Ridley was at Alabama, everyone was like, this guy's like 24 years old. Well, the youngest receiver best available per NFLTradeRumors.co is Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Will Fuller. I'd take a chance on Will Fuller. Fuck it.
Yeah, maybe, you know, he's been broken so many times.
We have nothing to play for this year as far as I'm concerned.
That's fine. I don't.
As long as Justin Fields looks good and feels good,
I don't mind that we didn't grab a huge receiver. We'll see what happens through the draft. Anything else on the Bears?
No, I mean, I'm excited to see what they might do in the draft. I mean, that second pick, maybe they take 2 second picks and make it a one. Oh. Who knows? Mr. Poles is over there scheming in Lake Forest.
I like that he hasn't really succumbed to like much pressure. You know, like I feel like there is a pressure around us grabbing wide receivers, and he kind of just threw it to the side. He's like, no,
that's one way to put it.
What do you think?
Succumbed to pressure. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, no, he had the right mindset. He's like, I don't want to spend money on these guys. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Blackhawks. I feel like this is just negativity going all over this podcast. But Blackhawks are officially really bad.
Here's a good one.
You are one pathetic loser.
They are starting to trade away. The trade deadline just ended, but they traded away Brandon Hagel, who I really liked. He was a really good young guy. But we did get some first round draft picks from him. We traded away Marc-Andre Fleury, who is the goalie that came to us from Vegas for 1 year. We got a second round pick for him, though, so that's cool. We did not trade Taves or Kane.
What are picks worth in hockey? I'm just not quite aware.
I would think they're worth...
Like, is a first round pick like it is in the NFL? I'm trading for like basically a starter?
I would think of it kind of. I would think of it, though, more like baseball, where like you draft someone and they are supposed to be really good, but they're pretty young still.
Like,
and they
half the guys in the first round like never even do anything.
Yeah, and they don't like go right to the NHL. They go into like a lower league and like have to play through. It's very rare that like someone gets drafted and just goes right to the NHL.
Well, that was very educational. Thank you.
I'm here, you know. Taves, I guess, was interviewed this year and said that he was kind of open to breaking his no trade clause, which 2 years ago he said he would never leave Chicago, so that's kind of sad to hear. I don't think Kane's leaving Chicago. I don't think he wants to leave. Kane's kind of had a really cool progression in my mind of his career, and went from being a shithead who was good at hockey to one of the best players in hockey in my mind, and kind of just an all-around
just a great guy.
You're in on it too.
Yeah, would you let him date your wife?
Would I let him hit my wife or date my wife? Jeez, man. Neither.
Neither. All right. I was just asking. Gosh. What? You have to get so defensive. Well, that's today's show. No.
I was like, damn, that's a no-brainer.
So baseball is back.
It is back.
Moving on to the next. So when is the first game then?
The 31st.
The 31st. Ooh, that's a tight turnaround.
March?
Yeah, it's like
MLB
season
starts.
It's right on the corner. Wait, let me... I just checked this. I also don't check my or trust my memory, so...
There was a lot of really sad people in Arizona that, like, there weren't spring training games yet, and they, like, planned all these trips to I'm going to go to Arizona and see the Cubs. Like, there's a lot of those people around, but, like, I don't know. That's... they get their wish now.
Yeah, next Thursday, the 31st.
Yeah, that's cool. That's soon. The only notes I really have on spring training is that I was like not paying attention to my phone, but when I first started, it just kept telling me the White Sox beat the Cubs. And then the White Sox beat the Cubs again. Yeah. And I was like, oh, are we playing like 2 or 3 games today? But apparently the White Sox just dominated the Cubs in spring training. We have comments from Keuchel basically saying, he's like, I don't give a shit. You put me in the fourth inning, I'll go in there, relieve Kopech. I'm wherever you need me. I feel good this year. I'm taking it with a grain of salt. You know, he sucked last year, so.
Towards the end, yeah. Yeah, he was bad.
He thinks our bullpen is the best in the MLB. This is against according to Dallas. Yeah. So,
Throw me in that. Yeah. Throw me in that pool.
Yeah?
Yeah, me and Keuchel.
I mean, I think we picked up some big pieces. There's a lot to be excited about, and I like our rotation too.
Yeah.
The Cubs announced their 2022 promotional schedule, so that's exciting. they signed that guy though, Seiya Suzuki, like you see a car driving down the Seiya Suzuki.
There'll probably be plenty of games where there's more people at the Cubby Bear than there is in Wrigley Field.
You're probably not wrong. But at least they'll have people there. I mean, let's be real. If this was the White Sox with a bad team, there'd probably be, there may be like 1,000 people around the area.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, whatever, dude. Whatever.
You have to give them some credit there. But, you know, it I feel like the Cubs are right back to the Fukudome era where they're not good, but they brought in some international star and they're like, come see this guy.
But they don't quite have the loser charm that they once did, you know?
No, that's true.
It's like, just give me there's just no hope, right? But now they've they've been there.
Yeah. That's really it. I'm excited for baseball, actually, which is weird. I usually never say that, but it'll be fun. That means spring's here.
Sweet.
The crops are ripe.
Let's go baseball.
So for our segment, we're in the theme and spirit of March Madness. We're going to do something totally original. And John and I are just going to give you our Sweet 16 bracket picks based on the mascot. Like if the mascots were to fight, and yes, this has been done before, but we're going to take a pretty deep dive.
Not that I know of.
We're going to take a deep dive, like get kind of gory as to why one mascot would beat another and really break it down for you.
Oh, like a physical fight?
A physical, yeah.
Yeah, it's like war.
Yeah. It was either that or like who would win in a game of chess. You know, it was one of those two. Not really. Okay, so let's we'll start with the where is that?
Let's do chess. Like, can we pivot here?
In a game of chess, would a bulldog or a razorback win?
They're both animals. This is a tough one.
I know. Neither of them
have thumbs. It's like just knocking over.
If we did a game of chess,
it sounds messy.
If I had to take my bet on chess, I'm going with the Providence Friars because they probably play a mean game of chess.
True that.
What else are they doing?
I know. That's what I'm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but the real thing,
chess
right?
is the devil.
We're doing battle, right? Battle.
All right, yeah, we're battle royale.
All right, so give
are we pretending there's like 100 on each side?
Ooh. No, you know what? Not 100. Let's do, but like one alpha on each side. So like
one. Okay.
Yeah, so we got one alpha Gonzaga Bulldog versus one alpha Arkansas Whoa. Razorback.
Ooh, pig suey.
And now I gotta look up, like, just so I know. I mean, a razorback.
Razorbacks are nasty, right? Dude. They're like just wild pigs that like they like literally charge people if you like see them in the woods.
So we have this fat little bulldog
can barely breathe.
Yeah, it's breathing through its nose. We can assume that this is probably in an outdoor terrain, maybe like some mud.
Okay.
So if a mud pit. So if the Razorback in its natural territory,
is this a fraternity party or a war?
It could be both. You don't know. It gets a fraternity party in I don't know Arkansas.
Okay, but what are they wearing? Like, what are the animals wearing?
So Joan Rivers comes on the scene and interviews them. So the Gonzaga Bulldog is probably they're just in the. I'd say just their normal, like, nothingness, right? Like, bulldog okay. is...
I was just making sure. I'm trying to visualize it all.
The bulldog has a set of katanas, and the razorback has a giant hammer.
Okay. This seems to change things.
Yep.
I'm going to go razorback with the huge hammer.
Yeah. See, I think what would happen is the razorback... I think this poor bulldog is not very agile, and it's probably... The razorback's just going to take a charge at it and probably shred it.
Shredded. Yeah, no, I'm team Razorback. Like, bulldogs can barely breathe.
Yeah. I mean, you'd probably just hear a lot of like...
Exactly.
All right.
It's a little bit... That's a lot of exercise for a bulldog to fight.
All right, Razorbacks, I'm with you. Next matchup, we have the Texas Tech Red Raiders against the Duke Blue Devils.
So we got Devils versus Raiders. So is
and
that...
Keep in mind, Red Raiders... versus Blue Devils. Oh wait, so yeah, there's multiple. So we're going. Never mind. We're going one on one.
Let's just go one on one. So is Red Raiders like Indiana Jones, but red?
I'm looking. What are Red Raiders?
And is the Blue Devil like the mascot? Just like the
big, oh dude,
the goofy looking devil with like a mask on and some horns.
So. The Red Raider is a bright red Native American man with an earring, mohawk, and feather.
Canceled.
Yeah. Why is this still here? I can't even actually talk about this school anymore.
We probably shouldn't.
But then we have the Devils, the blue ones.
Yeah. Well, like, that is extremely offensive.
Yeah. Wow. I think we neither of these teams should advance, honestly.
If it wasn't for the Devils, then I guess Eve wouldn't have ate that apple, you know?
Yeah. We wouldn't be here.
I don't know. I don't know about this one. They're such weird characters. I freaking hate Duke, so I'll take Texas Tech.
See, but I'm on the other side because I think that in a fight, a Blue Devil probably has some like conjured up magic that he can do against like
a
little Indian. Just by, like,
hit him with the
trident, lightning bolt, or a trident. Yeah,
actually, the hottest fire color is blue. So
that's a super bad one. Then
gotcha. he's the hottest fire devil, like my
stove.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you okay with Duke winning that?
I guess, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Now we're canceled because we eliminated the Red Raiders.
Okay. North Carolina versus UCLA. We have a Tar Heel, which if we take it for what it is, it could literally just be a Tar Heel.
Okay, so that's like if you don't pay your taxes, they'll come and tar your heels.
Yeah, so
the British tax collectors.
So for this matchup, we are literally going to say that is a giant, just like a heel with tar on it.
Okay, that's not sticky. Particularly intimidating, but
against a Bruin,
that's a bear, right?
It is a bear.
Okay, I'm going to take the tarred heel.
See, this is where I think that
because it gets stuck to the heel and then it suffocates and dies.
Yeah, so basically the Tar Heel can get stuck on the Bruin's head and the Bruin can't get it off, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's a very curious Bruin. It's a baby Bruin.
Oh, okay. I also think that the heel doesn't have a soul, so like it probably like would never die, right? We might just flawed our whole thing.
Can a bucket of tar die? Probably not.
Theoretically.
It could dry up. You know what? I'm gonna go on a limb here and say the bear is probably gonna win.
Yeah, I think because honestly, what could happen is the bear could just walk away, and I don't think that.
Yeah.
All right, Bruins.
Sorry, tarred heels.
Okay, we have probably the matchup of the night. We have a Boilermaker,
a Twain,
the Purdue Boilermakers versus the St. Peter's Peacocks. Right?
Oh hell yeah.
A Boilermaker is, I believe, a person.
I thought it was like a train. I guess it's somebody who makes train parts. Like it's like a blue collar guy from Indiana who makes trains versus a peacock.
They assemble, install, maintain, and repair boilers.
I think guys from the middle of Indiana probably have never seen a peacock. So you have the art of deception there.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, I only see these on the National Geographic.
Yeah, that's quite the accent for
Southern Indiana.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Have you ever been there? It's pretty much south.
It's down there. I'm kind of stumped. So, like, we have your guy that works on boilers of trains against a peacock.
Or a little freaking bird.
But it's an they're both alphas, right? So would an alpha peacock like do anything cool maybe? Like maybe it's feathers. No, not really. It's just a peacock.
All right, I'm going to go with Dale here.
Dale the Boilermaker? Yeah, I think I got to agree with that.
Daily Dale. Just strangles the peacock. This is not a PETA approved episode.
Next one, we have the Arizona Wildcats against the Houston Cougars. This is what we were waiting for.
Wildcat, I think, is the most popular mascot name in college. So
yep.
This is a cat fight. This is the very essence of a cat fight. Wow. That wasn't even my soundboard for those of you listening.
I've been practicing tonight just for that.
I don't even know the difference, to be honest, and what constitutes a wildcat versus a cougar.
Is a cougar a wildcat, technically?
Yeah, I guess a cougar is anything.
This is catception.
But it's just like a stray city cat. Is that also a wildcat?
Yes. Yeah. Stray city cats versus a cougar is how I'm thinking of it.
Is a wildcat and a bobcat the same thing? Bobcats are sometimes called wildcats. Yeah, so these are like the same thing. So if you...
I'm just going to go with the fact that a wildcat is the stray cat that eats rats and behind my house.
Okay, so do we think the cougar would win?
I would think the cougar would win
because
they're scary as all hell. Look at this picture. Look at how big they are.
Or is it not the animal cougar, but
it is?
Is it a attractive older woman?
At a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Yeah. Because now we have a battle.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we go. I think that
is this a Karen like cougar? Is
yes,
it like
I think
she's
Houston,
nasty and
when
like
Houston picked, they
willing
said,
to bitch out a manager.
Yeah, let's well, okay. Karen the cougar.
Okay,
that's the new cereal brand. Take that, Tony. are you with me? I think Karen the cougar
I think
wins.
Karen the cougar definitely moves on.
All right, cougar Karen.
She take that cat to the dumpster.
We have the Michigan Wolverines against the Villanova, you guessed it, Wildcats.
All right, we got more stray cats versus a Wolverine. You know what? I don't even know if I know what a Wolverine looks like. If I could, like, I kind of
looks
one.
Weird. It definitely has no resemblance of like
those are supposed to be
like X-Men,
like ferocious.
I think so. Yeah.
And they like can heal themselves, or is that just
no,
the superhero?
That's a super. The Wolverine has a reputation for ferocity and strength.
I literally feel like I could punt this thing like 50 yards.
But it's documented to kill prey many times larger than itself.
I mean, it's got some big old teeth. I mean, look at
got some big old teeth.
Look at that thing.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's either that or a cat that eats tuna in the alley.
Yeah, I'm taking the Wolverine
here.
Yeah,
we're going Wolverine.
Then we got the Kansas Jayhawks versus the Providence Friars. So we have a hawk versus a religious man that is basically the male version of a nun.
Yeah. You know, if you type in a Jayhawk, the Google thinks that you're talking about AJ Hawk, the linebacker. So maybe that's who that
look.
Could really
Friars
be.
Have some banging ass haircuts, I will say.
Yeah,
they just shave the middle of their head.
Hey, Friars
else.
Are the backbone of this country. So
if you, I think Obama ran on that campaign.
Yeah,
I'm. You know what? I think a Friar like,
diet.
Like, what do they have to do all day other than like train how to like
kill
grab it. A Jayhawk and like break it over its knee?
Yeah. So here's the thing, Jayhawk. Sure, it's a bird, but I think it's fragile, and I think that the Friar, mm-hmm. given proper notice after playing chess, knows that he can prepare to kill a Jayhawk. So I, you know what, yep. I like the Friars. I hate Kansas.
Let's go Friars.
Yep. All right, to round out the Sweet 16, we have the Iowa State Cyclones.
Holy smokes.
Versus the Miami Hurricanes.
A natural freaking disaster?
Yeah. What is going on here?
Oh, my God. Oh, two natural disasters.
Yep, two natural. So, like, at the same time, like.
Wow, this sounds like Clash of the Titans or something.
This should be the championship game.
Yeah, what a bad seeding round by the NCAA. So, a Cyclones, a tornado. It's like the Midwest versus, like, the, you know, the ocean Florida climate, pretty much.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure these are the same thing.
No, a cyclone? Cyclone's a tornado.
We call a tropical system a hurricane in the Atlantic and Northeast Pacific. In the Northern Indian Ocean, they're called cyclones. I thought a cyclone was like a tornado, though.
So why did the school in Iowa feel the need to call themselves the Indian Ocean Natural Disasters?
I don't. Yeah, it even says here a cyclone forms over water. So these are both the same. So it sounds like a hurricane is like the whole shebang. A cyclone is just like.
Is there even a single body of water in this whole state of Iowa?
No.
Nope.
There's Lake.
It's all desert.
Completely landlocked.
All desert. Yep.
So I want to take the. Give me like the giant hurricane that probably has cyclones in it.
Well, don't ask for a hurricane.
That's true. That's bad. It's not even Christmas yet.
Yeah. yeah, I'm fine with the hurricanes. I don't, you know.
You sure?
I've never been to the Indian Ocean, so I can't really speak to cyclones.
All right, let's cruise through this Elite Eight here. We
all
have
right.
Blue Devil versus a Razorback in the mud.
Ooh, give me the woo. Woo pig.
Woo pig?
Yeah.
I think the Blue Devil
I'm telling you,
those things
are ferocious.
Razorback wins.
Although, like, can you imagine, like, a little piggy on a trident, like, roasting that? Like, that'd probably be delicious.
Yeah. So do we want the Blue Devil?
I can't have Duke. Right. You know what? I think I want Duke.
You do? I mean, when you say a little piggy on a trident, it's kind of
like it's
like
every cartoon you ever watched. Yeah.
So, all right. And we all get to eat. The Bruins. So a Bear versus a Boilermaker. This one I got to go to the Bear.
Yeah.
I just think a Bear's going to just
over Dale?
Yeah, Dale's got no chance.
The Purdue Dales?
His hands may be rough, but when it comes to wrangling a bear, there's no chance.
He's soft. Okay, let's go with a Bear.
Okay, we have Karen the Cougar, Sexy Karen, against a little tiny Wolverine, but it is known to defeat and take verbal abuse.
I kind of feel like Karen ain't afraid of shit.
All right. I think, and you know, in some way, I think Karen is a Wolverine. So I think Karen
she
overcomes.
Birthed the Wolverine.
That's the plot
twist.
She
was born by it. Yeah, I'm fine with Karen. Karen. I think Karen, at this point, Karen's the number one seed.
That's damn. Okay, now we have the quintessential, the Friar on Faith against the natural disaster of the Hurricane.
Whoa. It's pretty much God versus things God makes.
Yeah. So when you put it that way, did the Friar create the Hurricane?
I don't know. He could pray the Hurricane away, couldn't he?
I guess. But, yeah. I don't know. I'm stumped on this one.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. I think a hurricane could probably pick Mr. Fryerman up.
If you're going 1v1, I don't think the prayer gets off in time, and I think the hurricane takes care of him.
And, it comes afterwards when he's already been flung 3,000 yards.
Maybe the Friar's ready for it. Like, he's like, I accept this. Yeah. You win.
It's almost like a murder-suicide there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm comfortable with the Hurricanes. All right, we go to the final four. Duke versus... So we have a Blue Devil again against a Bruin.
What if this is actually the final four? Duke, UCLA, Houston, and Miami?
I mean...
Maybe.
Maybe. March, baby.
That's March.
That's spoons.
Just proves how stupid this tournament is.
Yeah.
Or trying to predict this tournament.
I mean, we had Providence going pretty far. Blue Devil or a Bruin? I think.
Give me the Bear.
Yeah. I think the Bear's too quick. That's Bruins good. Get it. And then we have Karen the Cougar against... All right. Karen mano-a-mano against a Hurricane. I don't know.
Mike Ditka or a Hurricane? I'm going to go...
When you put it in relation to a natural disaster, it's very hard for anything to beat that.
Yeah, I like how last turn you're like, Karen's the favorite to go all the way. And then you weren't even like thinking about a hurricane.
Hey, you didn't think about the hurricane.
I'm pretty sure I got to go hurricane here.
I don't know. Karen has probably a really nice house to withstand this hurricane.
Yeah.
Maybe a bunker. Like
This was a flaw that I was thinking of that we should have hit with the Friars. Like, that's a human. So they have the know-all.
She could have
a
doomsday bunker for all we know.
To just be like, yo, wait, this is a hurricane. Let me just wait it out, and the hurricane would die.
Ooh.
So
she is the number one seed.
Sorry, Friar, but we're going to go with, I think, Karen here.
Sorry, Hurricane.
Yeah.
And we're going to go with Karen.
Yep.
Yeah, Friar's just too stupid. He's like, you know.
He was ready.
Yeah.
All right, so now we have a giant bear against Karen.
Whoa!
This is what we've been waiting for.
Would you rather be complaining your service if you're a waiter?
A giant
a
bear?
Karen or a giant bear?
I'd rather have a giant bear complaining to me. Karens are ferocious.
Yeah, I mean, here, like, look, I think a bear takes it.
I mean, I don't care how ferocious Karen is.
I think
you get in front of a Bruin, like, here, let me Bruins are pretty big, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's different classes of bears. Yeah, those things are big.
Winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Karen can't outrun it.
No.
If she runs into one, maybe she can get in her G-Wagon and speed away as fast as possible.
Karen doesn't have anything with her. So, or does she have her G-Wagon with her?
Last,
if she does,
last round, she got a doomsday bunker. This round, she gets nothing.
She actually cheated the last round and snuck the doomsday bunker into the battleground. So, I think we go with the...
We got to touch up security around these parts.
All right. We're going Bruins.
We're going Bruins. UCLA champs. They didn't win enough championships.
No, they're back. They came close last year, actually, so I don't hate that.
I actually do really like them this year.
Yeah. Well,
Jaime Jaquez, you know?
Oh, yeah. Jaime Escalante.
Yeah. So let's go Bruins.
Go Bruins. And with that, that is all we have today, folks. Join us next time for some more questionable takes on Chicago sports. If any of this doinked your goalposts, then please like and subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and also check us out on Highbrow Lowbrow. Also, just thanks again to Dylan for joining us. We're excited to talk with Dylan. If you need any, I'm going to guess, go on a limb here, if you need any betting help, ideas for March Madness, he's probably covered it. So go ahead and check him out.
Thanks for listening. This has been a Highbrow Lowbrow podcast. Make sure to check us out at highbrow-lowbrow.com. And as always, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Highbrow Lowbrow. All brows welcome.
Testicles.